You're listening to Games of Future Past on the Fat Gatsby Network.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Games of Future Past. I am Dave.
I am Tim.
And we're banging off a quick episode for you here in the wake of Nintendo's announcement of the mini NES.
I saw that announcement and just assumed, because the NES like patent lapsed.
Right,
so I was like,
right.
Oh, someone else is jumping on that. But no, it is. Yeah, it is actually Nintendo.
I assumed it was fake. I assumed it was just a Photoshop job at first until real news sites started picking it up.
I saw it on real news sites first. I don't have time to roll around in the underbelly of the internet.
Like Facebook.
The squalor. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So this thing, this little, what we used to call a plug-and-play game system back in the early aughts.
Back when that was a thing, really.
Back when that was a thing.
It doesn't really, I mean, it started out, you would get like an Atari controller with like one game on it, maybe. And then that expanded to more games. Then you had like the Atari Flashback, which had a bunch of Atari games. There's been like Genesis plug-and-plays. There's been all kinds of plug-and-play game systems for pre-32-bit era stuff. Plug-and-play Colecos, plug-and-play Intellivisions, all kinds of stuff. But, you know, no plug-and-play NES.
I mean, Nintendo had other, you know, designs on redistributing their older catalog, you know, with the Wii and the Virtual Console. That's where they were hoping people would go to get their old games. And so the announcement of this is almost feels a little conciliatory. Like,
and people didn't think new Nintendo hardware was coming out this year.
Oh,
the fools.
Proved them wrong.
Yeah.
But it's funny how I mean, we can look at this and be really cynical and be like, well, no new Zelda this year, no big AAA marquee titles from Nintendo.
Yeah, exactly. So this is going out so they can make money. Because this is going to make fat fucking bank.
Oh, my God. I mean.
Yeah, like, well, I saw, you know, I have definitely seen the cynicism and Destructoid's Chris Carter was like, oh, I doubt it'll be a massive hit outside of the collector crowd. And I'm like, that is
really?
Where it's going to be a massive hit, you idiot. What are you talking about? Like, that is, this thing, you know, is, like many things Nintendo makes and does, is not for us. Necessarily.
No.
It is for, well, actually, it kind of is for us. It's for us to buy and give to our children who are about 5 or 6 years old to say, here, you can play the games that I played when I was little.
Yes.
Or,
it's for everyone. It is for every lapsed gamer who would not be investing in a dedicated console anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Or people who are our age will get it as a gift for Christmas because they're like, oh, remember when you played these games back 30 years ago? And like, oh, yeah, isn't this cool to have? How neat.
Yeah.
There they all on one simple console. They don't, you know, necessarily own a Wii or a Wii U or whatever, you know?
Even if they
emulate.
If they are ostensibly, you know, maybe they're not derisively, I'm going to describe as a, you know, Madden Call of Duty gamer who owns a modern console, but otherwise doesn't have any way or doesn't have the wherewithal to hunt down the classic NES games of their youth.
Yeah.
There's plenty of markets where this would be a huge success.
Oh, yeah. And it's not going to be people that have emulators and ROMs.
Right.
You know?
But you know what? Even those people are going to buy them.
Because
come on.
The collector crowd will buy it.
it's so twee and adorable.
Yeah. And it's HDMI. That's nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah. I tell you what, if some care has gone into like low latency, like working with, you know, if it displays well on an HDMI television, that's going to go a long way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people will grab it because, hey, these 8-bit games have never looked better. Isn't there some people poo-poo the emulation on the Wii U for certain games because there are not very good display options?
Yeah, probably, because people poo-poo everything. Interestingly, just on that note, someone, the guy, one of the guys participating in the Super Metroid race at Summer Games Done Quick was playing on Virtual Console.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
He actually won the race because he was the only one to finish. But before that, he was well behind. But yeah, he speedruns on Virtual Console. So
wow.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Yep.
Hell, there could be a mark if this thing is as zero latency as an authentic NES. It could be a new platform for people speedrunning classic games. I mean,
I guess possibly, yeah.
No support.
Simplicity sake.
Yeah. I don't remember if I read that there was any wireless support, like support for wireless controllers.
No, not that I have seen. I think that's probably how it stays $60. Yeah. With a controller in the box.
Right.
So, and I wonder if it includes, it doesn't say it includes an HDMI cable specifically in this article I'm looking at, but who knows? Yeah, it has 30 games on it. It'll include an AC adapter and a classic controller, patterned after the iconic design of the original.
And that's cool and all, but okay, looking closely at shots of the thing, I'm a little bummed that they went with these weird proprietary shaped controller ports. There are so many like USB
you don't recognize that controllers. Port?
It looks like is that a typical like bottom of a Wii remote?
Yeah, you can plug into your Wii and use it as a class controller.
Thank God.
Yeah,
okay.
That is what it is. Yeah. Yep.
All right, good. That is good to know. I wasn't sure about that. I didn't like hold up the bottom of a Wiimote to make sure. That's a big relief because there's already a big market then for, you probably have secondary controllers laying around your house. Then you could replace this with a Wii Classic controller, which is a great little controller. That's good.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it goes back. I mean, that would be nice.
Oh, sorry. That would be nice just so you don't have to necessarily buy a second controller.
Yeah.
You can just use a classic controller. I don't know if it'll go backwards. I just know that you can plug it in and play Virtual Console NES games. On Wii or Wii U.
Yeah.
Which, you know, someone who has a Wii lying around, you know, right. One of those 100 million Wii owners, you know, that's again the kind of person that might want to pick up this piece of Nintendo
hardware. Yeah. Well, that's good. That's smart. I'll tell you what concerns me.
What concerns you?
Is that I'm looking at the game list, and Castlevania, cool. Castlevania 2, cool. No Castlevania 3? Uh-oh.
Yeah, they didn't.
Castlevania, that's a telltale sign for me.
Yeah.
Because Castlevania 3 is notoriously incompatible with NES clone hardware.
Right.
Or NES on a chip hardware. You know, the likes of which have been widely available for 20 years for far less than
$60. Well, you know, it means they probably didn't want to spring to put that extra chip on there.
Yeah, and, you know, if you're not putting Castlevania 3 in your system, then I guess, that's fine.
And also, if you're putting it on, like, whatever expense that might be for a game.
Yeah, that's true.
And anyone who has a mat-on to play Castlevania 3 is already probably not their target audience. Like,
it's just
giving them what it's almost kind of weird that Castlevania 2 is on here, really, considering how, you know, what a mess that game is.
Well, yeah. I find it interesting that Nintendo would elect to actually, you know, put out a product that uses this clone NES hardware that for so many years was sort of this illicit dark secret that they didn't necessarily want people to know about, that you could buy an unlicensed NES.
I don't think that necessarily means that it's that hardware.
It doesn't necessarily mean that it's that hardware.
Because so many NES games, you know, had proprietary chips on them. I mean, obviously, like Mega Man, the MMC3 is going to be on there because so many games used it. And if you're going to get Mario 3 on there, you need it. But
oh yeah.
Yeah, but for something like cuz I was I didn't haul it down here with me. There was an article in the most recent issue of Retro Gamer magazine about commemorating 30 years of the NES. And they had a little sidebar about the specialty chips. And I was kind of looking into that a little bit. And like, yeah, like the only game of significance that has that chip from Castlevania 3 is Castlevania 3.
Yeah.
But there's a few other games, but it's nothing that they would put on this system. So, I mean, I just think it makes sense that, you know.
Yeah.
That they wouldn't. But it's a necessity to use, you know, the chips to get Mario 3 running. And while you're at it, you might as well get Mega Man 2 on there, you know. Oh, and Punch-Out, for that matter.
Yeah. So it's got to have the MMC 2.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if you just put an MMC 5 on there and it just works for the preview. You can jigger it to...
You think?
I don't know.
I
ain't no fucking expert. We're shitting around on a podcast here, but... But you cannot put this thing out with Mario without Mario 3 on it. That would be insane pants.
I guess using an NES on a chip is the path of least resistance, but it also means that then you don't get any screen options. You don't get the benefits of an emulation-based system like screen smoothing or scaling at all.
MMC 3 would be the chip they'd put on there because that gets you Mario 3 and Kirby's Adventure, Mario 2, bunch of stuff. MMC 5 is Dracula's Curse and...
couple other games.
It's nothing you've really heard of.
Some late releases.
Yeah, Uncharted Waters, Genghis Khan 2, Clan of the Grey Wolf. Okay.
Those must be graphically impressive.
I guess, but and no MMC 6. Is MMC 6 because of Star Tropics. Similar to MMC 3 with an additional 1 KB of RAM.
Wow.
Which can be saved with battery backup, so I don't know.
Crazy.
Huh. I wonder if that Star Tropics gets on because it's that much similar to MMC 3.
That's weird. I don't know. I don't know what you do about that.
I mean, that would make sense if all it is an extra, you know, KB. Maybe they put an MMC 6 on there, and that'll work with the, you know, Punch-Out and Zelda and Mega Man 2. Mario. Yeah, maybe that'll work on there, and... I don't know. Didn't engineer this thing, but I think it stands to reason that they didn't put an MMC 5 on there. The MMC 5 was Nintendo's largest MMC and was the most expensive.
Wow.
So, three extra. Yeah.
It's interesting. It is interesting. I wonder what's inside.
It doesn't send up a total red flag for me though, as far as the nature of the hardware. Just because.
Okay.
And also that was just the Japanese version. Never mind, go on.
Do you think if there are no screen scaling or stretching or filtering options, do you think that like necessarily is offensive to any particular crowd?
Maybe the crowd that is already bitching about already saying they're not going to buy it.
Yeah, probably.
I think most people will be happy just to plug it in and have the games on a TV.
I think
it would be nice. Would you rather have it like the game stretched to 16 by 9 or in a frame? I think I'd rather have them framed.
Yeah. I would. And I guess at that point, most people's TVs can do that. A clear, clean signal over HDMI.
Yep. Low latency.
Let you see all those pixels perfectly. That's nice. That's great.
It's the true test for me would be to play Contra, but they don't have Contra on the games list.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate.
That's the biggest omission for me, especially seeing that Super C is on the list.
Right. I'm curious about why.
I'm shaking my head over here. I wonder if it's like Super C is easier.
I wonder that too.
But Castlevania is fucking hard, so I don't know. Like Ninja Gaiden, that game's hard.
Yeah.
But maybe for two players, they're like, we'll put Super C. I don't know.
That's a weird decision. That's the only decision that really stands out.
I did think about this. Maybe it's because Contra had its arcade release, and like the Super C is a lot different than the arcade Super C.
That occurred to me,
I'm kind of like grabbing at straws here a little bit.
Yeah.
Like maybe, but I just think Contra should have been. I mean, Gradius is on there, so I guess it's just total
right
hogwash, but.
I wish Gradius was Life Force instead.
Yes,
personally.
Yeah, me too.
But otherwise, I looked at this list and I was kind of super impressed.
I'm not that impressed.
I mean,
it's a good
totally
list.
Expecting,
you're expecting.
I was expecting the typical list of NES first party.
Oh, Wrecking Crew
title, Wrecking Crew,
tennis,
Urban Champion,
yeah.
Tennis. So I'm super relieved to see that none of those are there.
Hey, Ice Climber is there, though.
Ice Climber's got to be there,
and that
because they're Smash Brothers characters.
Fucking go. That I don't give. They were Smash Brothers characters.
They are obviously beloved by someone.
But the game is a piece of fucking trash.
Yes.
And should not be on there.
Well, as far as those old Black Label Nintendo games go, like, I'm glad Balloon Fight is on there, because I'm personally a fan of that. Excitebike is cooler. You know, that's a good fun
I
game.
I think it's a shrewd move that Donkey Kong and Donkey Kong Jr. are both on there, and not just Donkey Kong Classics.
Yeah, that, you know, brings your list to a full 30.
Yeah, that's
nice round number.
Yeah.
But it's the third party license.
Mario Brothers,
that I think, is
that's a you know.
Yeah, that's completely unnecessary. That's a waste
of
a slot. That's unfortunate. There are some unfortunate entries here.
Yeah, it's Mario Brothers, Ice Climber, and two slots for Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
Dude. Fucking reading that article was the one I mentioned, Retro Gamer, the entire NES was built around Donkey Kong, pretty much.
Really?
Yes.
And they didn't even do it right.
That was the driving force behind all of their hardware decisions, was getting Donkey Kong to run on it as perfectly as possible.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yes. Because that was their thing, and that was driving them to try to do hardware, was Donkey Kong.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a great article.
You
should get that issue.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good stuff in that issue besides that. Anyways.
I should. Oh, I should get that and bring it to the beach so I have something to read at the beach on my vacation.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Yeah, sure, Dave. Do whatever
fuck
you want.
Fuck you going on vacation.
Fuck you.
Dickhead.
Why is Double Dragon 2 on there?
I think because it's an NES exclusive.
Okay.
And that's what I was with the whole arcade thing. I thought it probably isn't. But you know, maybe it's more playable than NES Double Dragon.
I feel like I've read that before, that of all the the home conversions of Double Dragon, Double Dragon 2 diverts significantly from the arcade but is still actually a good game.
Can you play regular, you can just play NES Double Dragon, the campaign two-player, can't you? Yeah, you can, sure.
I don't know. I don't know that for a fact.
Yeah, because
I don't know for a fact!
Yeah, I'm, looking at it, because I know it had Mode B, which was where you just fight each other.
Right.
Ah, the most notable difference in the NES version was the omission of the arcade's two-player cooperative game. Mm-hmm. So there, that's why right there.
Yeah.
You get Double Dragon 2 in there, you get two-player co-op.
Yep. Yeah, fuck.
Got it.
One of Jan's first questions was, is there Tetris? And I'm like, oh, probably not, because they don't own the rights to Tetris anymore.
Yeah, definitely not. I think it's funny, Pac-Man is on there, which was put out on the NES by Tengen. Noted NES chip circumventer Tengen.
But this is not the Tengen.
I know. What, but it's what other was out on NES than the Tengen?
Namco. Namco
did
one much later. Oh, there was an official Namco release of Pac-Man much later in the NES's life that I think was published by Nintendo in the States.
There was, because there's a non black cartridge Tengen Pac-Man too, I noticed.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
When I was looking this up. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Some of these older Namco classics like Pac-Man and Galaga, the NES version of Galaga is really good. That's a great port.
There it is. There's the Namco NES Pac-Man. Okay.
In a lot of ways that I think the Namco Pac-Man is superior to the Tengen.
No, probably it was actually
release.
Put out by. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's the preferable one to have ultimately. But just, it's, you know, Pac-Man is in no way, like, associated with the NES.
No.
Necessarily. So that's kind of a weird choice. But I guess if you've already got a deal with Namco going on where you've got Galaga.
But why are you putting Galaga on there at the same time? See, it looks to me like you know, when you look at Donkey Kong, like some of the arcade classics. I mean, maybe those were just thrown on there as kind of like an extra, like, let's get some extra arcade classics on there just for those people that do have nostalgia for the pre-NES days.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
They were at 25 games and were like, well, we need to fill out the last 30, so let's put Donkey Kong Jr., Galaga, Pac-Man, and Ice Climbers there. And Mario Brothers,
like,
you know?
We only have 128 kilobytes left in the onboard memory. What
yeah,
can we
God
say?
Forbid we put, you know, anything halfway decent on there. What else could they have put on there?
Else could they have? Because... Oh, well, I'll
okay,
tell you.
Well, yeah.
Dragon Warrior. I think Dragon Warrior should have
See,
been
I was
there.
Thinking
I
think that, but it's probably too boring. And they do have Final Fantasy 1 on there.
Yeah, they do.
I mean,
they would have been a great tag team.
Dragon Warrior 1 is so boring, though.
Yeah.
But, yo, Ice Climbers is on there and is also terrible. What should be on there is Ice Hockey.
Yo, wow, you're right. Yeah, why is ice hockey not on
there? Get
rid
of Ice Climbers, put in Ice Hockey.
Holy shit, you are absolutely... That's a crime.
Yes.
Tecmo Bowl is the only sports game?
Which is a good sports game to have on there. There
yeah?
is. I have no shade for Tecmo Bowl.
Absolutely not.
That is the first one you should have on there is Tecmo Bowl.
Or should it be Tecmo Super Bowl?
It should be Tecmo Bowl because that doesn't have an NFL license.
Okay. Easy enough. Yeah, I wish it was Contra. Both Zeldas, that used to be a thing that you had to, like, pre-order your Wind Waker to get two Zeldas together.
Yes, seriously. Let's see.
Punch-Out. I'm thrilled Punch-Out's on
there. Yeah, I think Star Tropics is a great little dark horse on there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Nintendo loses nothing by putting their own first-party games on there.
Yeah.
It's the third parties that, like, okay, we're going to spring to license some classic third-party games. What do we go for? That's where I see, like, the decision-making happening.
Yeah.
And probably a lot of backroom negotiating about, we'll give you this, but not this.
Yeah.
Probably to some companies. I bet there were some titles that the Capcom, Konami... It looks like we're looking at games from Capcom, Konami, Tecmo, and Namco. And wait, who published Bubble Bobble?
That's Taito.
Oh, yeah. That's the only Taito game on the list that I see.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Wow.
So I mean, Nintendo already works pretty closely with Capcom. Not super closely, but they have relations with Capcom and Namco. And that probably wasn't that hard.
The remnants of Konami.
Yeah. Ghosts and Goblins is on there, right?
That's cool.
I'm like surveying my NES game list just to see what maybe should have made an appearance.
Yeah, well, you know it. I was not expecting. Yeah.
You know what? What would have been cool?
What would have been cool?
One of the Adventure Islands.
That would have been nice.
And you know, and
that would have been cool.
Adventure Island, but probably Adventure Island 2, really, if we're being serious here. I mean,
well,
like.
Yeah.
The 1940 games, those are out and about. I think where is the one? Gargoyle's Quest 2 would have been a good obscure
man.
Get. Yep.
Yeah, that would have been great. Because that's such a late, like, complex release. You know, a very sophisticated game.
Yeah,
more modern.
Probably,
than
again, chips or, yeah. Kung Fu would have been nice instead of Ice Climbers. Just fuck Ice Climbers.
Yeah, I guess. Are there any other IREM titles on here, though?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. That would have been a whole other
thing.
That
was IREM? I thought that was a... Oh, okay. Well, then. That explains that. I thought that was a Nintendo joint.
Oh, well, it's an IREM game that
Nintendo published.
Nintendo did the conversion in-house.
There you go.
Yeah.
Where
Either
was
way.
Another one I saw? Oh, Rad Racer. I think Rad Racer would have been nice. What? There's no driving games on there.
There are no driving games.
And obviously you can't get RC Pro-Am because they just did the Rare replay. And
oh, yeah. That's a bummer. Oh, RC Pro-Am is such a Nintendo game.
I know,
That is a Nintendo-ass game.
Yeah. But Rad Racer, you know, they already talked to Square.
Yeah. They got Square on board. And that's why... A, I would have liked, I associate Dragon, the first Dragon Quest, as being, like, you know, iconically a Nintendo. That was such a, you know, Nintendo went to all the trouble to localize it and publish it and,
yeah, you know, give it away for free.
Give it away for free.
Make sure everybody had a copy.
I felt like it was an important part of the NES's history.
Sure.
I see how, compared to the likes of Final Fantasy, it'd be like, what's this other RPG on here? Fuck it. I'm playing Final Fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. I still would have liked to have seen it.
Yeah, that's a fair assessment. I mean, like, I you know, I would just, it's kind of nitpicky, but I would take out some of those, you know, pre-NES arcade classics and
put in Pac-Man and Galaga to be on there. They're good ports.
Yeah.
Those are good playable ports of those arcade games, but those are so available elsewhere.
Yeah, but
in
many
other places.
Get your ice hockey, your Rad Racer, you know, a few things on there.
Yeah.
That's really all I'd, maybe an Adventures of Lolo. I don't know.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, it's a very NES thing. I mean, you know, I can't help but notice that they talked to Technos and didn't get River City Ransom.
They talked to Technos?
That's why the Double Dragon.
Oh, yeah. They still own the rights to Double Dragon?
I mean, those two licenses, I believe, like, go
held
together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would make sense.
I mean, they're both held by Arc Systems Works now.
Right.
Taito published Double Dragon in the U.S.
Oh, wow.
Or in North America? Oh, maybe that was in the arcade. Trade West did on the NES.
Oh, yeah. Trade West.
Good old Trade West.
There was zero expectation, obviously, that any licensed properties like Ninja Turtles.
DuckTales, yeah.
Or DuckTales, because, and that's, you know, those are, again, classic games associated with the NES, but obviously that would have been a bridge too far. I understand that.
Yeah.
Any part of you wish that this was styled after a Famicom or more after like a top loader? Or like, do you think this will be the version of this that they'll release in all regions?
I don't know.
Will there be a tiny Famicom that we could import from Japan?
Maybe. That would be cute.
Maybe with a different lineup of games, because I'm sure they'd have to negotiate separately.
Yeah.
Obviously,
yeah,
the games that were hits in Japan are not the same as the games that were hits here.
Yeah, and vice versa.
Yeah.
I don't think,
curiouser and curiouser.
It's cool, though. It's a cool thing.
It is a cool thing.
It's
I'm
a cool
glad
thing.
It exists.
Yeah. I think it's going to do gangbusters for them.
I am glad that for the price of a single new modern video game, anyone can go out and get a collection of 30 NES games, most of which are pretty good games.
Yeah. Hardware and all.
Yeah. Like half of which are bona fide classics.
Yeah.
And the rest are, you know, range from middling to, hey, you probably didn't play this. You should try it. It's pretty good.
And ice hockey, which is awful. Or not ice hockey, ice climbers.
Ice climbers.
Fuck ice climbers.
So I give this thing a thumbs up. I'm glad it exists.
Yep.
It probably won't find its way to me until it's on clearance somewhere.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah. Once it hits like $30, I'll be like, hey.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, well, but again, it's a Nintendo product, so.
Right.
Might be waiting a while.
Might be. Well, let's hope it's a huge commercial failure.
Just for our sake.
Just for our sake. Thanks for listening, everyone, to this episode of Games of Future Past. Yeah. I was Dave, that was Tim, and we'll see you next time.
Deuces.